Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. We have already yesterday we showed you the publication of the glossary on of inland water transport. The copies are still available in the room. Please feel free to take them with you. This is also available as a PDF version on the EC website. And for those who may be not aware about the details of the work and the ideas that were used for the development of the glossary, I will give you a brief information. This publication is part of the work carried out by the Sustainable Transport Division on the terminology and definitions for inland transport. And you may know that there are other glossaries, such as the Glossary for Transport Statistics, definitions in the CTU code, if I'm not mistaken, definitions in the ADN agreement for transport of dangerous goods, the idea was to combine, to bring together all the terms and definitions that are used in the EC documents and international conventions and agreements under the ITC purview. Inputs to this publication have been provided by the group of experts on benchmarking of transport infrastructure construction costs. You may remember the discussions we had 2 or 3 years ago about the terminology used by this expert group. The Working Party on Intermodal Transport and Logistics, the Working Party on Transport Statistics, and of course our English, French, and Russian translation sections at the United Nations office in Geneva. The publication greatly benefited from the possibility of enriching its contents by the terminology and definitions developed and maintained by international organizations such as IALA, PIANG, the World Meteorological Organization, the International Hydrographic Organization, the Danube Commission, and of course the terms that are used in ESTRIN and other standards of CESNY. Yes, the glossary builds on the terminology used by SC3 and other ECE working parties in the field of inland transport, trade facilitation and environment, as well as International Electrotechnical Commission and other organizations that I already mentioned. It is made up of a multilingual list of terms and their definitions, arranged in the English alphabetical order, accompanied by terms and definitions in French and Russian. In each entry, and for each language, the head word is printed in bold and is followed by any synonyms in parentheses. The English, French, and Russian alphabetical indexes refer to the number of the head word under which the equivalent terms are given together with the definitions in all three languages. Terms printed in italics within a definition are themselves defined in the glossary. This is the first edition, and any suggestions for improvement, whether additional fields with corresponding entries or amendments or new terms and definitions, would be therefore most welcome and will be taken account when working on the revision of the glossary. So the Secretariat expresses hope that there will be a feedback from the members of our working party. Thank you very much.